How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast. How to deal with unsupportive friends or family members. This is a big one, guys, and girls, and women, and men. So I think most of us who embark on this healing journey are getting into having trouble with friends and family at some point. And I want to explain to you what you can do about it using my personal story. So I've always had a really, really good relationship with my parents. Always. Like, I'm just extremely grateful for everything they did, for how conscious they raised me or helped me develop myself, however you want to look at it. So we always had a great relationship, but the more I changed my own life and embarked on my own journey and went my own path, they were skeptical, they were questioning, they were unsure. And the intention behind it, behind expressing their feelings in such a way of like questioning everything, is just because all of our parents want the best for ourselves. Even though they might be hurting us, or they might be questioning everything, or they might, whatever they might do, all parents want the best for their children. And the only reason why they do things that we don't really like is because of unconscious reasons. So about a bit over four years ago, we are approaching 4.5 years, I started researching just how to heal myself in many different aspects, and I came across veganism, or plant-based diet, plant-based lifestyle, using plant foods to regenerate, detoxify, and heal our bodies. And in the beginning, I watched only one lecture and I was convinced, like, I have to try this. Like, I need to get into this. So I was like, I'm going to do a 30-day challenge. And I asked my family one day at dinner time, sitting together with them at the table, and I asked them, hey, like, I saw this lecture talking about changing the way we eat and healing our bodies. And I'm having all these, like, I'm still having asthma. I had it all my life. I have allergies and hay fever. I have skin issues. Like, I want to try this. Like, I want to do this for 30 days. Just try it out and then see how I feel. And I never said I'm going to do this forever. I only said this is an experiment. This is a challenge for me. I want to do this. Are you in? Do you want to join me? And to my surprise, they were like, yes, let's do it together. So a couple days later, we went to the supermarket, bought a lot of stuff, and we made it really complicated. Eating a plant-based diet or being vegan is so easy, but in the beginning, you just overcomplicate things. At least that's what we did. We thought we need like all these different like gluten-free grains, like buckwheat and quinoa, and like all these things we never used before, instead of just like using so many ingredients we already have at home, like beans and rice and lentils and pasta and whatever. We didn't realize at the time that most stuff that we have at home and have been eating already is plant-based, is vegan. But whatever, fast forward, we did this challenge together for 30 days. I was the only one who did it completely. My parents were invited to a marriage. Is that how you call it? Marriage. So they were eating something different there, and they started incorporating milk after a few days again. But almost 80-95% of 80-90% of our meals were vegan, and I was completely vegan for 30 days. And then I just kept going because I felt amazing. But the more I got into it, the deeper I got into it, I realized this is the way to go. This is the truth. This is, we all humans on earth have to do this. So I was like, really, I was not strict with myself because I realized this is the way I want to go. But I was strict with my family, with my friends. I was like, trying to convince everybody to live this lifestyle. And this is where things started to go downhill, because people don't want to, almost nobody wants to be told what to do. Like, we want to make decisions on ourselves, by ourselves. We want to choose the lifestyle we want to live. So for about a year, I was really struggling with most of my family and a lot of friends, because I was kind of like passive aggressive and just telling the truth basically, but most people aren't ready for it, but I just kept telling it. It's not the way to go, because it keeps us from building a relationship, a harmonious relationship, and it gets us further apart from each other. And this is not the goal. The goal is to come together and live a healthier lifestyle together, like just show each other how it's done. And that's what I realized at a certain point is I just live my lifestyle. I just keep continuing, becoming more healthy, becoming more in tune with my body, looking better. And all of these signs, all of these actions will eventually, most likely, be seen by other people who are ready, especially by people who are ready for it. So as soon as I stopped trying to convince anybody and I just shared my life, I started sharing more on Instagram, more on YouTube. I started my podcast, well, now just recently. But the more I just shared my lifestyle with people, and I only went deeper into having conversations with people when they were asking, so I knew that they were ready for answers. That's when I saw other people changing. That's why I saw people asking me for coaching who were ready to change their life. That's why that was the time when my parents really shifted. Before I was going vegan, vegan 4.5 years ago, we had meat at home, milk, cheese, eggs, like all the animal products. We were cooking fresh almost all the time. Like, we had some frozen pizza here and there and some ready meals. But we were like somewhat healthy in the spectrum of a standard diet. But after like a year or two, after I started being vegan for a year or two, and then I let go of criticizing other people and convincing other people, they stopped buying animal products more and more. And now, 4.5 years later, there's almost like, we don't have meat at home. We don't have, I believe we don't have milk at home anymore. They switched to like, they really like oat milk for their coffee in the morning. And the only animal products we have at home is basically some cheese here and there and some eggs. But it's very little, so I'm like super proud of my family just changing their ways, feeling better and better. And it's just amazing to see. And all of that just because I stopped judging. I stopped judging myself. I stopped judging other people to the best of my ability. Sometimes it still comes through when I see what they do and the breakfast that they have. It's still in me, but it's getting better and better. And the more I let go of convincing other people, the easier it becomes for other people to become more in tune with themselves and to change. Because as soon as we try to convince someone, they build up the wall, and then it's like already over. But if we just live ourselves and be an example, and that's what I recommend for everybody to do, then most likely other people will change too. And it's not always the case. I know my family is quite conscious in many ways. So they are really open to what I have to share, and they want to develop a better relationship with themselves, and they want to become even healthier than they are already. So, and I realize not all families are like this. So if you live in a family where you feel like the odd one out, you feel completely separate from everybody, that and what I just shared doesn't really help, then the only thing you can do is become independent of them and move out of the house. Or if you already moved out and you live somewhere else, is really just let them go for a while. Let them go completely, go traveling, go do your own thing, move to another city, meet new friends. Just really let them go. And then they will eventually, as soon as they are ready, they will come to you. But it doesn't makes sense for you to invest energy into something, into people or something else where they aren't ready, because you will just lose energy and it will be a lose-lose situation for both parties, and that doesn't help anybody. So as hard as it is to let go, especially of family members, at some point we just need to do it. It's fine. It will be fine. You will reconnect at some point as soon as you are ready. And even if not, you can still make progressions in your own life and just have connections here and there with them, come visit them, whatever. But we also have to realize that not everybody wants to change their life and not everybody is ready to do it. And we need to truly, deeply accept it and stop judging. That's the most important thing. So this is basically what you can do. Just to summarize it again, coming to the end of this podcast episode, is either you stop judging and you just live your life and be an example, and then you just see who is ready for your advice and then you talk about it, or you wait for people to ask you questions and then you truly definitely know that they are ready. And if that doesn't work, if nobody of your family is coming to you, then just step away. If they are still, if you stop judging them, like really stop judging them and not saying anything to them, and you live your own life and they still attack you and they still like question you every day and make and give you a hard time living your life, then you need to move out. You need to move away. You need to let them go for a while. And things will change. Things will change. Believe in that and you will see. You will have a good future at some point. Well, you are already having it. You just have to see it and realize it. So this is everything I want to share in this episode. I really see a lot of people going through this, so I really hope that you can take something away from this. And if you do so, and you want to give me some feedback, please, you can make an Instagram story and tag me, or you can send me a direct message on Instagram. It's just @fabio.bellanova, just my name. So yeah, I always love getting feedback. And also, if you want to see me or hear me talk about specific topics, you can also give me suggestions on Instagram. So feel free to message me there. But yeah, anyways, thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. I hope to see you in the next one too. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.